America's COVID crisis marked a new milestone today. Total confirmed cases topped 19 million. At least 1 in 17 people have contracted the virus, the death toll now nearing 333,000. December has been the deadliest month so far, more than 65,000 lives lost. Yet the worst may lie ahead. Here's CBS's Lilia Luciano.
2020 is almost over, but the new year threatens what experts call a surge upon a surge.
As we get into the next few weeks, it might actually get worse.
Hey guys, it's Aria, and welcome back to another episode of Fembolden. Today, we will be discussing the importance of staying home and saving lives.
Honestly, it's so odd that we haven't actually had a formal episode discussing COVID. I mean, it's been 9 months of official COVID life, and we really never took out the time to discuss it in depth.
Exactly. I mean, we have our Teens in Quarantine series, and we've discussed how our lives have changed because of COVID, but we haven't spoken about the necessity of masking and staying at home. And I think it's even more important to do that now because people are fatigued and honestly feel like they can't live like this any longer.
Absolutely. It's almost as though our fear of COVID is steadily decreasing as the number of cases across America continues to increase.
Right. I mean, the class of 2021, our class, not only lost the tail of our junior year and summer, but we're looking at potentially missing the rest of our senior year and the summer before college.
Luckily, though, studies have shown that COVID cases aren't being traced back to schools and that many health officials are seriously encouraging schools to return in the near future. Take a listen to this audio clip provided by NPR.
If you talk to experts around the world about the risk of reopening schools, you'll start to hear a lot of this.
There is no predictable pattern.
The school makes absolutely no difference.
The data so far are not indicating that schools are a super spreader site.
This is obviously great news for students across the nation who are eager to return to school. I mean, the impact of COVID has been immense, unpredictable, and unprecedented. Not only do we have to fear for our lives and the lives of others due to the coronavirus, but there are invisible illnesses that have plagued us as well.
Since the beginning of the coronavirus crisis, mental health experts have been worried about how it's affecting people's emotional well-being. Now, a new study in JAMA Network Open finds what many of us have already presumed. More Americans have been feeling depressed since the pandemic began earlier this year. And as you also might expect, it's harder on some than others. The study found that people with fewer financial resources and those directly affected by the pandemic are more likely to be experiencing symptoms of depression. NPR's health correspondent Ritu Chatterjee is here to tell us more. And Ritu, would you share some more details about what the study found?
Yeah, so the study surveyed about 1,500 people from a nationally representative population and found that the number of people experiencing symptoms of depression was nearly three times higher compared to pre-pandemic times, and that about a quarter of the population is feeling depressed.
I would definitely agree that my mental illnesses have been much more apparent during this time. I mean, we've discussed this before, you know, how having so much time to think and dwell on yourself and the things you lack has negatively impacted so many people.
Of course, of course. And you know, with me, prior to COVID, I wasn't particularly affected by mental illness, but being completely transparent, I'm here to say that I felt the most severe anxiety and depression that I've ever felt in my lifetime over the course of these months. And I'm not someone who has been affected financially by COVID in any way, which is such a privilege. And so I couldn't imagine how financial insecurity on top of the turmoil of this year could affect one's mental health.
Right. 2020 has brought so much pain, suffering, and setbacks for so many people. And we understand how hard it can be to keep pushing, especially now. If you are struggling with making it through this year, check out our episode titled Teens in Quarantine Update, Seeing the Light at the End of the Tunnel.
That is so important. Thank you so much for bringing that up. And I wholeheartedly agree. This year has been beyond difficult for so many reasons for so many people. And not just because of COVID. Time and time again, we open our timelines to see another innocent Black person be killed in a senseless act of racism and violence.
We are not the problem.
We are not the problem.
We are not the problem.
We're not the problem.
And I'm going to tell you something that most people, a lot of people won't like. The police are not the problem. The police are not the problem. I don't care what you think. I don't care how angry you are. They are working under a system. The problem is the system.
Yes, sir.
This is our reality. These people, George Floyd, Trayvon Martin, Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, these people were real people with families and dreams and hopes and wishes.
They are not just a hashtag. They are not just a black square to be deleted in a few days because it ruins our feed's aesthetic. They were people, and we deserve to survive. We shouldn't have to wake up in the morning to scroll our timelines and see the bodies of our family members lay lifeless on the concrete. We shouldn't have to watch another innocent black man plead for his life for 8 minutes and 46 seconds as a racist cop kneeled on his neck with his hands in his pocket as though George Floyd's life was worthless. It wasn't then, and it never will be.
Exactly. And the intersection of COVID and being black in America is something we often don't discuss. Many people may wonder why we chose to talk about police brutality in an episode about coronavirus. But the truth is that even when black people don't have to worry about being murdered in the streets, we have to worry about not receiving proper treatment if we do contract COVID.
And this next clip, I'm sure many of you all have heard before, and it's absolutely heartbreaking that Dr. Susan Moore sadly passed away from COVID 2 weeks after reporting that a doctor at Indiana University Health North Hospital, IU North, ignored her complaints of pain and requests for medication because she was black, even though she was both a patient and a doctor herself.
Was crushed. He made me feel like I was a drug addict, and he knew I was a physician. I don't take narcotics. I put forward and I maintain. If I was white, I wouldn't have to go through that.
I don't think people understand how terribly heart-wrenching it is to hear this woman, a black woman, express the pain she is enduring as white doctors refuse to treat her the way she knows as a physician, she should be treated. I can't emphasize this enough. This is our reality. This is our life. These are real fears black people live with every day.
So please, stay at home and save lives because COVID isn't a polarized issue and neither is police brutality. And I absolutely believe that this is an issue that begets further conversation. We don't talk about the intersectionality between police brutality and COVID. So if you believe that Black Lives Matter, stay home and wear a mask.
Right, and I always see people like hanging with their friends and stuff, and they're like, oh, like I've only been hanging with like a select few people, and they think it only affects like that small circle, but it really does tie back to everyone. Like if you go to the store, go out grocery shopping, wherever you go, you can spread it to anyone. And that is so important because we want to limit the spread and keep everyone safe and healthy. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. We hope you had a happy holiday season. And remember, we see you, we hear you, we are you. You are not alone.
Remember, Mondays are for Femme Bolden. And don't forget to check out our website, www.fembolden.org, for more Femme Bolden news, episode descriptions, outreach links, and more. Bye!
Femme Bolden is a teen-led podcast where we discuss a variety of topics surrounding femininity, social activism, and adolescence.
We want to encourage other young women to use their voices to call out issues within their community and on a global spectrum. We appreciate all of our support and believe that feminism should be open to all genders.